quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
Ladies and gentlemen, wrestling fans of all ages, welcome to Wrestling Observer Live here on a Wednesday, April 15th, 2026, where we are dead in the middle of WrestleMania week. Of course, the big show, WrestleMania, coming up on Saturday and Sunday, and we can talk about that show later on, or those shows later on. We can also get into some of the happenings from both Monday Night Raw, which we did not cover yesterday, and also NXT from last night on the CW network. In one of the upcoming segments, I will also be joined by wrestling star, producer, promoter, entertainer, Dark Sheik, to talk about some of the upcoming independent shows for WrestleMania week. And as always, we will be here for the next hour. We are here 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern with Andrew Zarian. And Saturday mornings with Jim Valley at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern. There will be a AEW Dynamite show with the fallout from AEW Destiny taking place also tonight, and we can talk about the card for that. There's so much stuff coming up this week. Brian Alvarez is on assignment, of course. You can go to figure4online.com/Vegas and get your tickets to a myriad of happenings like watch parties with Dave Meltzer. You can go to Big Vinny V's Karaoke Bash. There are a Q&A with Dave Meltzer, a live recording of a podcast, the BNV show, and also Wrestling Observer Radio. Those take place Friday at Circa. So like I said, you can go to f4wonline.com/Vegas and find out more information on those events. We will be back after the break with more information on all, well, not all, because there's like 10 million, but a lot of the events upcoming with WWE, AEW, and all the independents this week. We'll be right back after the break.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Wrestling Observer Live back with you. Filthy Tom Lawler running the show today. Brian Alvarez on, I think he's on a plane, but he's definitely on some sort of assignment heading here to sunny, beautiful, putrid Las Vegas for WrestleMania this upcoming weekend and whatever other chicanery he's going to get into before then and after then. But we have wrestling to talk to regardless of his absence, and we have so, so much of it. So let's get right into a little bit of AEW news. This is for my main man, Dink, in the chat. We have AEW Dynamite tonight coming up on the heels of AEW Destiny. This Dynamite, AEW Spring Breakthrough. Okay. Spring Breakthrough from Everett, Washington. Not exactly where I think of when I think of fun in the sun, but here we are. So this show will take place from Everett. It will be headlined by MJF defending the AEW World Championship just against Darby Allin, who just defeated Andrade El Idolo to earn this title shot this past weekend at Destiny. Everett, Washington, only 20 minutes away from where Darby Allin began his wrestling training with Buddy Wayne. So will MJF retain the title, or will Darby Allin achieve his lifelong destiny of becoming the AEW World Champion right there in what could be considered his hometown? We will see tonight. A lot of people, including Brian Alvarez, expect a title change. So perhaps it will go something along the route of, I would liken it to like when Mick Foley won the title in the late 90s, sort of a feel-good story, somebody you don't expect to be the world champion, at least not fitting the role of the traditional world heavyweight champion, but perhaps they will go with a short title reign, or hey, maybe MJF just keeps that belt and keeps things rolling on top. We also have Willow Nightingale defending her TBS championship against Camille, who made a return to AEW this past weekend. Nightingale now brandishing herself as the comeback killer. So we'll see if she can take out the, I guess, newly minted American Gladiator, who has returned here to AEW with Camille. The Jet, Kevin Knight, won the Casino Gauntlet at Dynasty. He also won the TNT Championship by way of that victory. And he will have a match tonight, a defense right off the bat against Claudio Castagnoli of the Death Riders. Castagnoli, of course, a former CMLL heavyweight champion, amongst many other titles in his career. And also, Renee Paquette will interview Jericho. That is not the only AEW news, as was announced first by the Mercury News. Forbidden Door 2026 will take place in, drumroll please, no, the producer, no, producer Bailey, no drumroll, oh well, it'll take place at the SAP Center in Dave Meltzer's backyard, almost literally, of San Jose, California. This show, of course, AEW, New Japan Pro Wrestling, CMLL, Stardom will all be taking place, or will all be taking part in this show. And for better or worse, this show will go to head to head with TNA Slammiversary, which is also scheduled for June 28th. So a big day upcoming over the summer, at least on June 28th for pro wrestling. Now, I mentioned that there are like a million shows going on this week, and I will talk about some of them right now. I will talk later on about the WWE happenings that have taken place this week, both on Raw, NXT, what is upcoming on SmackDown Friday, although we don't know a whole lot, but we surely can speculate. But what I do know is that the weekend, or the week, has already started when it comes to wrestling action. It actually started last night with Big Valley Wrestling, but today, here in Las Vegas, let's see what we have. At the FSW Arena, Boca Raton Championship Wrestling will take place. Headlined, I think, by Matt Riddle taking on Joe Coffey. We have Pandemonium Pro, whatever, forever, part of the Shooting Star Fest, which is a number of shows taking place at the Bazaar Bar for the Pandemonium Pro, if I can say it, championship. Wow, this is quite a match. Amira, who is a great independent talent from the Portland area, taking on Janai Kai, who is a skilled shooter from the East Coast, and Stardom's Saya Lita. So, quite a headliner there. That takes place at 2 p.m. The GCW Collective gets underway already at the Horseshoe. If you find yourself at the bar this weekend at the Horseshoe pool, well, there isn't one, so you got to go to the Paris pool. And luckily for me, well, that's where my wife works. So if you want to throw her a nice cash tip, if you ever thought about buying some merch or supporting old Filthy Tom, go to the bar on Sunday and put that cash right in her pocket and subsequently in mine. Anyways, the first show of the GCW Collective, I think, I don't want to misreport this, but I think is our old friend Ed in San Antonio's Poder Mania. And the headliner for the Poder Women's Championship, we have Brittany Blake, who I have had the pleasure of seeing wrestle quite a bit over the past few months, both here in Vegas and Relentless. She has been on AEW, amongst other programs, MLW as well. She will be taking on Well, the MLW Women's Champion, Shotzi Blackheart. So that match will be headlining Podermania at the GCW Collective, taking place at the Horseshoe. Also tonight, FSW Full Tilt 4. This is Coastal Championship Wrestling at Full Tilt 4. Full Tilt 4 is the, it's like the Collective, the Shooting Star Fest, the Suplex Symphony. It's a collective of shows. This at the FSW Arena, taking place at 5 p.m. Or, I'm sorry, let me look at this. Let me do the math. 5 p.m., headlined by Matt Riddle, taking on Ben Bishop. Also, Big Valley Wrestling tonight. Lights, Camera, Faction at the Goodman Plaza will headline, taking on a mystery team. The Shooting Star Fest, Unapologetic Pro tonight. Tiger Mask will make an appearance, teaming with CJ Tino, El Mexica, against Fidel Bravo, Ricky G, and Danny Rose. Dragon Gate at the GCW Collective tonight. Colorado Wrestling Connection at the FSW Arena with my man Royce Isaacs taking on my other man, Brett the Threat. But that is not the main event. The CSW, the Colorado Championship Wrestling title will be on the line as Manny Lemons takes on Ryzen. And Hybrid Wrestling and Pro Wrestling Unplugged have the Midnight Express at the GCW Collective. Sean Henderson presents High Stakes tonight, featuring John Gresham, Masato Tanaka, and Sean Henderson. And we will be back in the next segment with our special guest for the day, Dark Sheik, to talk about all of her upcoming shows for this WrestleMania weekend. Stay with us. We'll be back after the break.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Wrestling Observer Live back on the air. Filthy Tom Waller holding down the show today. And I believe I am joined by our special guest on the other line, Dark Sheik. Welcome to the show.
Hello, thank you. It's so good to be here.
There we go. A familiar voice. Makes me feel at home. I've been talking to myself for 30 minutes. It can be quite sad at times, Sheik. So glad to have you on here. If you don't mind, could you give our listeners out there just a short introduction to yourself? I earlier said you are a wrestler, promoter, producer, entertainer, extraordinaire. But how would you describe yourself?
Oh, yeah, that's perfect. But, I've been wrestling since I was 14. I am Iranian, and hence the Sheik title. It was given to me, but I like to think I made it mine. I wrestled across the world with GCW and other promotions, Japan, UK, Germany, all over the United States, the far-off and exotic land of Canada. And I've run my own promotion called Hood Slam for 16 years to great success. And much like other Iranians, it feels often like we were sanctioned and left on our own, but it turned out well for us. Go figure.
Yeah, I was thinking about it last night when we were talking before the show, but like when I think about promoters in today's world of wrestling and especially independent wrestling, there are very few promoters who have been able to sustain shows for, you said, 16 years?
Yeah, I'm more surprised than anyone, I have to admit. I feel very blessed. But I think something that separates is that I am very into comic books and other forms of media, but, you know, there's a free guide on how to write a story with 7 or 12 people that a lot of wrestlers, I think, or promoters, just don't pick up on, you know? You have a whole cast and crew, and you have a new issue every month, and you can really learn a lot from reading some X-Men or, you know, some far out stuff. I've been reading a lot of Warlock lately from the 70s, so, you know, it's a rabbit hole. Nonetheless, I have a different presentation to things, and a lot of it has been picked up on other companies, and I celebrate that, you know, let's all have fun.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I think it's awesome to see what you've done. Like, I remember, gosh, I guess it was probably 12, 15 years ago when Hood Slam started picking up some steam in the media, and it was a different presentation than what you see out of most wrestling places. And, you know, it's obviously very welcome, and I think the fan base has responded so well to it that now you have been able to branch out, and this week, amongst the other shows that you'll be participating in, you are in charge of the worst show all week?
That's right. You nailed it. It's the worst wrestling show all Mania week. And I guess I should, like, give it a little bit of backstory. I was given the opportunity to put on shows, and I honestly don't want to Vegas Mania week because it's hellish, you know? It should just be GCW and, like, whoever's local, if you ask me. But, you know, and maybe WrestleCon. But it's 100 shows, and everyone's trying to do their best, and there's all these great talents from across the world. And I was like, well, you know, it's going to be hard to do the best show all week, but I think I could pull off the worst. That might be an easier nudge for me. Just kind of lean into what I'm closer to than what I can afford. So here we are, you know, we're selling ideas. Is what we've come to, but also it's gotten an amazing roster. Shug D, Nixie, Beastman, CPA, myself, Anton, Dave Reckoning, who has been, like, I think, the rookie of the year. so many others. AC Unit Swamp Cooler will be there for a meet and greet. The Reverse Mermaid. I'm blown away by the people that have offered, you know, parts of their lives to be a part of this worst show, not knowing what match I will put them in yet. And I have only bad stipulations, exclusively bad stipulations.
Yeah, I was like trying to wrap my head around this because I was going over some of these shows that are upcoming for this week. And thanks to 5starnetwork.com, they have a WrestleMania week schedule that has most of the shows, or I imagine all of them, listed. And usually there's a card accompanying the show, but for the worst wrestling show, All Mania Week, it just has the people that you mentioned were scheduled to appear, and then all of these stipulations. So the wrestlers themselves do not know. This is like a spin the wheel, make the deal, worst show all week.
Yeah, except for the wheel is me and the deal is with the devil, because they don't know what I'm going to put them in yet. But I can tell you what's going to be there. The Falls Count Only Here match. And it's what it sounds like. And I don't think anyone's going to be able to guess where I'm going to put this X. That marks the spot, you know, and I can't wait. The double blindfold tag match. We all love a blindfold match, right? They've only gone great. So what if we did it with four people? I'm so excited.
I'm having so much fun looking at the roster of people and trying to figure out where I would put them. My favorite, of course, and I'm sure many other people's favorites, is the 2-5-5 guys in a 45-minute Iron Man match, the Pat McAfee special. But
yeah,
like, who? Kid Isaac might be 5-5. Maybe,
you know,
maybe Chase James if you chop him down to his knees.
He's got some stature to him, I have to say. But I'll, you know, that's spill the beans right now. I think one of the best talents out of, what would you call it, the Northeast? I don't know what they say. But, New England area. There we go.
Yes, I am from that area, Sheik. I was born there.
I'm glad I got it right. No disrespect. I'm a West Coast daughter, you know. I love where I'm from, too. But Sturdy Sal, the sturdiest wrestler on the planet, I don't know if you've seen him. You can't knock him over. It's incredible. But he'll be taking on, you guessed it, the mayor of Funtown, Kid Isaac. And a sponsor gave me more money to call it this, the Pat McAfee Memorial 45-minute Iron Man with 2-5-5 guys.
Oh, that's so great. Is Pat going to be there? I know, like, Beer Zombies is kind of out of the way of some of the other areas, but it is more than worth it to go there. I am a patron myself of that brewery, and I love it. So
yeah,
if Pat McAfee's there, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. They have some of the best beer in the state.
He hasn't told me he's not going to show up, so it's in the air. There's a chance. To put over Beer Zombies, it's terrific, and it's got air conditioning, by the way, and it's a really classy sports bar, I think. But for some reason, they messed up and let me do a show there.
I think a lot of venues are messing up this week and letting people do shows there. So,
you'll also
be at Beer Zombies for the World's Greatest Wrestling Blackout Watch Parties. Is that correct?
Yeah. World's Greatest Wrestling, the accidental counterpart to what I'm putting on, will be in the same venue all week. And over the weekend, they'll be doing watch parties featuring wrestling as well, and food, and beer. And myself, and Minoru Suzuki, and Jin Savani, and many other talented people. I definitely think it'll be a great place to commune and watch with your fellow fan and wrestler.
Hold on. You're telling me that I can go to Beer Zombies and I can watch WrestleMania and drink with you, Dark Sheik, and Minoru Suzuki at the same time?
Look, I'm excited about it. He is the best fit. I can't wait to see what bucket hat he has on this time.
He's going to be dressed far too nicely for Beer Zombies. He's going to have to
turn it
down
a little,
I think. It blew my mind.
The first time I saw it, it blew my mind. I was like, this man's stylish. Who knew with the black trunks? This man had such style.
Oh, speaking of style, a show, yeah. another show that has its own definite style that you are on, that is part of the collective at the Horseshoe. That is GCW with Effie's Big Gay Brunch. I believe Big Gay Brunch number 11.
Yeah.
And you will be taking on Nyla Rose on that show.
Yeah. I am so excited. I'm a huge fan of Nyla, and I think we've both done a lot, and we deserve this. We should get to beat each other up in front of everyone. and I mean, every Big Gay Brunch, if you've seen me, I've main evented it 3 times already, and a lot of times I wasn't main event. It still was one of the best matches all week, whether it be with Shea Monet, oh my God, Evie Surreal, that match, AC Mack, like it's, I'm just going to tell you, like at Brunch, they give me time, they give me a place, and I really get to be the chic I want to be. So I hope people enjoy it. Also, Kida's there, Anton Voorhees, Zack Sabre Jr. versus Effie, and I mean, I don't know what to expect from that, but I can't wait to see it. I think Alley Catch is wrestling again, and that's nice. Steph DeLander, Brick Havoc.
My favorite, Mana Moth.
Yes,
I have a friend. I have a friend who lives in Singapore who messaged me one day and said, "Hey, I went to a wrestling show. You got to get Mana Moth in the States." And I said, "Hey, look, it's already too late. This man, he's been scouted by Effie, and he's part of it." So you will also be in the Immortal Cluster. I won't mention the second part of that show, but Dark Sheep, we have like probably less than a minute. If you want to get in any plugs, tell the people where they can find you on social media, and take it from there. We'll go to a break.
Yes, I'm at Dark Cheek FTF. You can go to slam.town for the stuff that I do. See me in the cluster. And, you know, just kind of pray for wrestling. We have a lot of things going on. The soul is sick. We call these people our indie gods. Then they abandon us, and you act like it doesn't hurt, but it hurts. And seeing the people that we platform and call our progressive idols then rub shoulders with the people that we know don't agree, it hurts. And I just want to say, as Sheikah, as someone who cares about the soul of wrestling, I see these things and the other things that happen, you know, fake stabbings and lies and abusers, and it hurts, and I say, but I feel you're hurt too, and it's okay to admit that that bothers you, and let's all just kind of pray for wrestling and a better tomorrow.
All right, thank you so much, Sheik. We'll be back after the break.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
This important consumer alert is from the Credit Repair Hotline, a national service designed to help people improve their credit scores. Are you paying high interest rates because of your credit rating? Wouldn't you like to be able to qualify for a better car loan or mortgage rate? Would lower monthly payments give you more financial flexibility? If you're finally ready to fix your credit problem, you need to call today and get a free consultation from the Credit Repair Hotline. In one fast and easy call, we can pull your credit rating and show you real solutions how to improve your credit. And again, this is part of a 100% free consultation. Learn how you can save money on everyday purchases by having a better credit rating. And it all starts with this free phone call right now.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Wrestling Observer Live here on the air with you today. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are here. Well, Filthy Tom Lawler is here today. We are here 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific at 3 Eastern, Sundays 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern with Andrew Zarian, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern. You are going to get probably the most abbreviated version of Wrestling Observer Live in at least recent history, as we had many a technical difficulty. I would like to thank my friend on the other end, the producer Bailey, for getting things back on track. We are here with you because, well, it's WrestleMania weekend. I've got an in-studio guest here, the best unsigned wrestler on the planet, Royce Isaacs. Hello, say whatever you want to the people, but
yeah, and if they go to Mars and they find some wrestlers there, I'm going to be better than them too.
And we have in the biggest news of today, which we should probably get into right off the bat since we don't have much time, a new AEW World Heavyweight Champion was crowned last night. Darby Allin defeated MJF after a low blow, a repeated number of coffin drops, and then he pinned MJF with the very move that MJF has defeated him with two times in the past, and that is the headlock takeover in 2026. A new AEW world champion was crowned with a headlock. Brian's been talking about this ad nauseum on the shows. He was expecting a title change here, and to me, it seems very similar to I would like it to when Mick Foley won the WWF world title. I don't expect this to be a long reign where Darby is the face of the company and he's out there, you know, doing media in suits. But it's definitely a feel-good story. The crowd super into it as this match took place only 20 minutes away from where Darby Allin began training in Everett, Washington at the Buddy Wayne Academy. And a great feel-good story for the crowd in Everett, the fans at home, and we have a new champion. MJF has been uncrowned after what I would say is a very successful reign at the top, seemed to get the ratings on an upward swing as he had a number of babyface challengers chasing after him over the past few months. And I kind of think that they'll get the belt back on him before too long. But for right now, like I said, Darby Allin, your AEW world champion, only a 3-4 minute match, maybe, yeah. But it accomplished the goal. So any other thoughts on that, Royce?
No, I mean, it served its purpose. This wasn't meant to be, you know, like a big, oh my God, everyone will remember the match, but they might remember the moment, and it was a big one. So that was really cool. And it was really cool to see, I mean, the crowd was going crazy for it. So, hey, mission accomplished, right?
Yeah, and they also brought out Sting, which is it's a big deal. He doesn't do many appearances anymore. Go ahead, hit it.
Woo!
that was whack.
All right.
You
hit it.
How about it's showtime?
Oh, that was better? Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead. All
right, go ahead. Woo! No.
Okay. Oh, come on.
But they brought out Sting. The babyface locker room cleared after the match. They all came out to celebrate with Darby Allin. Sting came out after giving him some encouragement backstage. And that was that. A good piece of business and good for AEW to make a big splash this week. You know, earlier in the week, they announced something I've been waiting 40 plus years for. I'd love to rehash these jokes. The people on YouTube are hearing this for the second time, but I've been waiting my whole life for these AEW NFL masks to come out. They finally did this week, and now also making news with Darby Allin as the new champ. We did not have a new champion in the women's division or the women's TBS championship division, as Camille, the American Gladiator Hurricane, was defeated by Willow Nightingale. Will Ospreay beat Hechicero in a cool match. It was a little weird at the beginning. Go ahead, hit that one again. Yeah, there's the alchemy move by Royce there in the background. But it was a little weird at the beginning as they were wrestling. But things they picked up for sure. Although there was a point where like Hechicero did the guillotine head scissors to counter Will Ospreay's hidden blade attempt. And Will Ospreay's selling his neck. And Hechicero comes out. He's going to go after Will. But the doctor comes out. And he stops him. And they check Will Ospreay. It's like Hechicero should have won right there. That's a doctor stoppage. If the doctor has to step in and stop you from beating this guy up, you should win. So Hechicero was robbed. And then later on, he was defeated as Will Ospreay hit a Styles Clash, or like a half a Styles Clash, out of a triangle choke, and then the hidden blade from the front, which begs the question, is it really hidden?
Yeah, but shown blade.
It got him the win. Anything else on the show? That Kevin Knight defeated Claudio. We talked about that a second ago. There was a great spot, which I'll actually let Royce talk about, because he is the powerhouse of this duo for sure, and actually one of the most powerful men in pro wrestling. So there was a great spot here. Kevin Knight defeated Claudio, but to me, that wasn't the story of the match.
I mean, the attempted Rana off the top by Kevin Knight, and then they both slipped. That could have been the end. That could have been the end. But Claudio is just such a horse, so dang powerful, just hoists Kevin Knight up while climbing up the ropes backwards, which is already harder, and then with someone that you're horsing up at the same time is incredibly hard. And then it was like counter, pop up, boom, the big Euro. To me, yeah, that was the spot of the match. Like, it was almost a car crash in the worst way, and ended up being a car crash in the best way. And damn, you know, I would say hats off, but I think in this case, it's more like my bald cap goes off to fellow brother Cesaro.
I would say if it was a car crash in the best way, I'd be getting some insurance settlement money out of it and be coming out with no injuries, but I get what you're saying.
Yeah, maybe we could work on that later. We get hit by a Walmart truck or something.
Maybe, you know what? Speaking of something along those lines, there's a new WWE sponsor that we should talk about, because out of all the companies in the world, if you ask me, who is going to pay a bunch of money to be featured front and center on WrestleMania, on SmackDown, on all of the WWE programming? I would think maybe it's like this big legacy brand. Maybe it's going to be like Ram. They got to deal with Ram trucks.
Yep.
That's pretty cool. Hey, maybe Alex and Ani Jewelers, you know, maybe they could work in a storyline where maybe Dom Mysterio proposes, or, you know, something like that. God, B.A. Alvarez again. Where were we? Oh, but what I did not expect to wake up and see was that front and center is going to be all over WrestleMania, all over the advertising, the new official auto insurance sponsor of WWE, The General. I thought The General was like a garbage company. I thought it was like a joke.
They're taking over. The General, you got to get The General, or else your car, you might as well just go crash it already on your own, you know? You ain't no use to have it.
Well, I guess we went from, they had Shaq. I remember the General had Shaq. Yeah. Kind of as their spokesperson, but now they're branching out into WWE. I guess, joining a multitude of other sponsors. There's, I got a nice C4 Berry Power Bomb Blast energy drink in the fridge waiting to be sponsorship snacked down right now. Actually, after the show, Royce was saying some things earlier on YouTube, and I think I'm going to have to go get that pack of dude wipes and wipe out his mouth, wash him out with dude wipes after the show, clean this guy up. So a number of sponsors you'll probably see at WrestleMania. Minute Maid. Minute Maid's another one. I saw my Dominic Mysterio Minute Maid lemonade at the store the other day because nothing makes me happier and cheerier than a nice summer day with a glass of lemonade with a picture of a heel on the box. There
we go. Delicious.
Yeah. So, of course, WrestleMania coming up this weekend. There's a million independent shows going on. Actually, I'd like to get to the WrestleMania card in a second because, well, I don't think there's going to be a show tomorrow because both Royce and I will be at Bloodsport, Josh Barnett's Bloodsport. Royce, here you go. Royce, you can talk about your match, then I'll mention a little bit more after.
Yeah, man, it's me versus Shane Mercer. Hey, two big jacked up boys throwing each other around. I'm very excited for it. And you know, Bloodsport is really my home, Mr. Bloodsport here. So I'm definitely looking to pick up the victory, whether that's by tap out or knockout. You know, it's my home. So he better, you know, wipe his feet at the door and show respect.
Yeah, Mr. Bloodsport in some other cultures known as Mr. Bumbaclot, but not here in the USA. We would never say that. But I will be there as well, providing commentary at the desk, the color commentator with the least amount of pigmentation will be there. Filthy Tom calling the action at Josh Barnett's Bloodsport tomorrow. We will also be at the Natural Born Killers show on Saturday. If you were listening on YouTube earlier, you got a YouTube exclusive. However, we're not going to give it away here on the air.
Should we talk about who's going to be at Bloodsport, or is that not like a known thing?
What do you mean?
The special guest.
Oh, it was actually reported. Yeah, I saw this reported earlier. And maybe I got caught off guard. I didn't do my due diligence. I mean, maybe that's what Brian's trying to message me about. But I saw it reported that Nick Khan will be at Bloodsport. But joining him, none other than Stone Cold Steve Austin. So, hey, I'm looking forward to that if they're going to be there. And even if they're not there, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
It's not going to ruin my enjoyment either way. Today we have, let's take a look here. Today's Thursday, right? Today's Thursday. So we've got Progress taking place, New Texas Pro, Tokyo Joshi Pro, Ricky Tenacious presents the Dropkick Disco. There's FSW Full Tilt, which has a number of shows. I know the WWE ID show, Organized International Wrestling Association. CMLL is at the Palms at 3. Brian, Dave, and Vinny will be there. St. Louis Anarchy at the Bizarre Bar. WrestleCon at the Horseshoe. Rise Underground at the Dive Bar. Million Dollar Minds at the Center. Delgado Promotions at the HyperX. Devotion Pro Wrestling at the FSW Arena. West Coast Pro at the Shooting Star Fest. Future Stars of Wrestling ID Showcase, which I already talked about, so they're getting a separate plug at HyperX Arena. Dark Sheik, worst show of all time. Well,
come my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Such a sexy, sexy, pretty little thing. This paper pinch, you got me sprung with your tongue ring. And I ain't gonna lie, cause your loving gets me high. So to keep you by my side, there's nothing that I won't try. Butterflies in the eyes and the looks to kill. Time is...
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work, real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Holy calamity, Filthy Tom Lawler, Royce Isaacs back on the show for like only a few minutes. This may be the last show we get to before WrestleMania this weekend, so I'd like to run down the card real quick. I'll even give some predictions as we go through. How about this? Saturday night, Randy Orton will defeat Cody Rhodes. Liv Morgan will win the women's title from Stephanie Vaquer. Gunther will defeat Seth Rollins. Becky Lynch will win back the title from AJ Lee. The irresistible forces, my muses, and yours as well, Royce, I know. Lash Legend and Nia Jax retain the titles. Fatu over Drew McIntyre, and the Usos and LA Knight over The Vision and iShow Speed on ESPN2. And on Sunday, we're going to open the show with Brock Lesnar and Obafemi. If I'm WWE, Obafemi's beating Brock Lesnar on Sunday, and then on Monday, he's beating one of the other two champions, and this guy is walking away as a world champion after Monday Night Raw. May not happen, but hey, wishful thinking. There's an Intercontinental Men's Ladder Match. I think Penta will win that. Trick Williams over Sami Zayn. Rhea Ripley over Jade Cargill. Finn Balor over Dominic Mysterio. And in the main event, I think we're going back to the era of the Tribal Chief, as I expect the OTC, Roman Reigns, to defeat CM Punk. Royce, any thoughts on WrestleMania coming up? Anything you'd like to say to the fans out there listening as we wrap up a WrestleMania week?
I just hope all the wrestlers have fun.
Yeah, really, that's what's most important. It's not about the star ratings. It's not about how much money you could put in your pocket and possibly save so that you can live a healthy and bountiful life in the future. No, it's about the memories and the friends and the brain cells that you lose along the way. And believe me, we lost plenty just trying to get this show on track today. So I'd like to thank Royce Isaacs for joining me. I'd like to thank anybody that was in the YouTube chat as we struggled along. Thank you to producer Bailey and Sports Byline for, as I said, getting us back on track. And enjoy your WrestleMania week and weekend.